Brad Tweedleving joining us here. Ready for the draft to be over? Ready for a little shut-eye?
No, it was good. It was a lot of preparation goes into it, and I know the scouts were excited and feel good about what's transpired over the last 2 days, so we feel good.
Let's kind of take an overall motherhood look at it. I know everybody says they're happy with their draft when it's all said and done, but are you happy with your draft now that it's all said and done?
Sure, absolutely. I think we got a little bit of everything. The thing to always keep in mind with these things, Pat, and I know everybody stands up at the end of it and can't believe that guy was there in the sixth round and this and that. Listen, time will tell in terms of the success of any draft. And so now you go back and the work starts, as we said, to the young guys that we had picked. It's an exciting day for them and their families. Now the work starts in terms of their training over the summer and just the development process. So I think these drafts, you look back in 2, 3, 4, or 5 years and determine how successful today and yesterday was. But as we sit through, as we sit here now, moments after it's been done, definitely wanted to accomplish some things. Had guys grouped in certain areas, and we're happy with where things fell.
We'll get to the trade a little bit later on, but just from a draft perspective, your list and how it ended up working out for the players you ended up picking in terms of players high on your list, how did that all play out for your group?
Yeah, we were, and it's, you know, everybody's probably saying the same things. There were certainly some players as the draft went along, starting last night with Matthew, that we had higher than when higher than where they were picked, and in some cases didn't feel, or we were surprised that players were available at the spots they were. But that's every year, you know. Everybody, you go through the work, you put together your lists, and as picks go off the board, you reevaluate and adjust. So no, we're happy with it. There, like I said, we got a little blend of everything. When you look through the picks that were made, we've got some forwards, we've got some defensemen, we've got some, you know, a couple of things we really wanted to focus on. Again, skill, intelligence, competitive levels, and I think we addressed that. Got a goaltender in there when, you know, in a lot of cases we didn't necessarily think we would be looking at a goaltender, but our guys were very high on him, and again, it's sticking to the philosophy that best value and best player, that's who we're taking. And so no, we're happy with it today. And like I said, the process starts for these young guys, and for many of them, it's going to be a long process. This isn't, this isn't a day that you look 2 and 3 months ahead and say, okay, we're going to see the fruits of the labor here. This will be a long process for a lot of these players.
At the draft table, any instances where your list was there, you had 3 or 4 guys close for best player available, and you know, positionally or one scout lobbied harder for something else, anything like that happened today?
Yeah, you always get into a little bit of those discussions, but a lot of that happens beforehand. You know, that's why you go through the work beforehand, so you're not saying, okay, I like Bob, but Fred's way down here, and we're going to take Fred. So, as each of our picks were made, you know, you start focusing on the next one and making sure you've got your group there in case your player comes off. But I think it was, you know, like I said, it was organized. I think our guys were prepared and we were able to execute.
With Brad Treliving, Calgary Flames general manager, as the draft has come to an end, as the first round's going on, the first 5 picks are transpiring in front of you. You see Puljujarvi go 4, Dubois go 3, then Vancouver takes the defenseman. How easy a decision was it? Was it just a snap of a finger? We're going with Tkachuk. Take me through that moment right before you make number 6.
Yeah, we had a pretty good sense, Pat, as things were going on, where there was lots of discussions the last couple of days, and then even in the hours leading up to the draft starting on different scenarios. A trade, you know, a 3-way trade. We had some different things that we looked at, and I had a sense really over the last couple of days that it could go 1 of 2 ways. That if it went sort of how, you know, with the Matthews and then the 2 Finns, we felt at that point, you know, we knew which player was going to probably be available for us. If it if that order somehow got broken up or intercepted, we had a good sense. So I, coming into it, it was really, when it fell the way it fell, a couple of picks before, we had a pretty good sense Matthew's going to be in. We were elated. You know, that's one of the guys that, when we looked at our pick of making the pick, going back for a couple of months now, knowing the once the lottery was done, he was a guy that, you know, we'd be ecstatic to walk away here from Buffalo with, and we did, and we're real happy.
This is one of those questions that I know you loathe, and you might shoot me a dirty look here, but what Matthew was, I asked him last night, hey, what about the prospects of playing next year? He's very confident, says, man, if I work on my foot speed, I think I can do it. But I know that's not necessarily your style. You cautioned against it with Sam Bennett 2 years ago. What about Tkachuk's potential for playing in the league next year?
Well, we want Matthew to, you know, he's had a long, long year, and he doesn't have a whole lot of time off, but he's going to dig in this summer. I'm not going to have any discussions about what's going to happen in October other than we're going to come to camp and, Matthew will have a chance to show himself. But I think it's real, we got to be really careful. This isn't, you know, again, it's an 18-year-old boy. We love him to death. He's competitive. He brings an edge. He's, in my mind, just got an elite mind. Like, he's as good a thinker as there is in this draft. But to start making opening night roster decisions in the middle of June, I think is craziness. So, you know, our message to him is we dig in together starting Monday. Our development people will be working hand in hand with him as he trains and prepares, and then you go from there. But there's no expectation that he has to be playing in October. We're not looking for the one who's going to be here first. Yeah. We're going to be looking for the one who can be here longest and best. So he's going to be a good player for us for a long time. When he gets there, we'll see when that happens.
One of the things we noticed as the draft was going along seemed to be a real focus on skill. You just highlighted it. That was one of the main focuses heading in?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you need skill. You need skill in this game. Now, there's other attributes, but, it was an interesting draft in the sense that, you know, with multiple picks, and we looked at options of expanding that, moving down, adding more picks, moving a pick to next year, keeping sort of that cupboard full. But as you saw, there wasn't a ton of movement. And, so it felt early on, we had a couple discussions, but, you know, I told the guys probably about a half an hour before the draft or an hour before the draft, you know, be ready to make picks. I think I don't see a whole lot of stuff coming our way or changes, so we're going to be making picks today, and that's what we did, and we were happy to do it.
I know you got to get going, so I'll ask you a few more questions. It's about what was the trade sense like? How was there a lot buzzing around? We thought there was. We saw you talking with certain guys, but was there a lot potentially out there that you could have pulled the trigger on?
No, I mean, there wasn't a lot. There's discussions whether those lead to anything. Some of it involved, you know, whether you're going to do something with some picks here. Some of it is, you know, as you move on in the summer, some of it's talking, you know, obviously we've got free agency coming up and people trying to look and move money around. So I wouldn't say any of the discussions today other than, you know, we looked at a couple things in terms of moving picks back and forth. But this was, I would consider it or qualify it as future talks for things at a later date, whether there's anything there. It's the market is kind of stalled right now, and you can see this happen again financially. People trying to move contracts. You've got free agency, and so it's a bit of a plugged market right now, but. We'll see where that goes and continue to work away.
Three more for you. Brad Treliving's with us. Brian Elliott, UFA after next year. How much of a priority is a contract extension?
Well, I don't know. We'll have a discussion. I mean, the good thing for us is two things. You know, we did a lot of homework on this guy, and we think we really know him as a player. But it's always good to get somebody in and see the whites of their eyes and be around your group. So there's a couple of different ways we'll go with it. I've already been in discussion with his representative, and part of the process or part of the as we talked with as Doug Armstrong and I talked, he allowed me to reach out and have a discussion with Brian's agent prior to consummating the deal. So we have kind of an idea, and there's some different models and different options that are available to us. I think that one of them, of getting him signed, is one. Whether that happens now or later on, we'll see. You know, number one, we were excited to get him here, and speaking to him on the phone, it was interesting because he's in Croatia or somewhere.
Yeah.
He's quite a ways from Buffalo right now, but he was ecstatic. I had a good long talk with him today, and he's, you know, you can tell talking to him on the phone, all the reports you get on him in terms of the personality of this guy is true. This is a real good man who's excited to come to Calgary and excited about the season and the opportunity for him.
Courting period for UFAs is underway. Mm-hmm. How busy have you been? Do you expect to be leading up to July 1?
I mean, going out and in the free agency market, that's, again, our situation a little bit. We've got some contracts and some cap situations here. We've got, we've got some contracts to get done with our own players. So we want to make sure we're managing our situation. So the flexibility that we may have or may not have is one issue. I don't necessarily say we're going to be overly active at that particular time. We're talking, get a little sense of the players out there, you know, their desires, if maybe a little bit of the market, but we'll see over the course of the next few days. We've been in contact with a number of people, and I would just consider them, kicking the tires a little bit just to get a little sense of where Calgary may fit with certain players. But again, you've got to manage the roster and the cap, and we've got some contracts, like I said, with some of our restricted guys that obviously you want to have a sense of where those are going before you start going outside the family.
Final thought, and just a housekeeping thing. Any decisions to make, any debates still to be made about, you know, qualifying guys? You expecting to qualify all of your RFAs, most of your RFAs?
We've made some decisions there. I'm not ready to talk about them there, but the decisions, I would say, are pretty much done. We're going back here today, tonight. We'll circle back up, but until such time as those are final, we've informed the players. We'll keep that under wraps for now.
Thank you, Brad. As always, appreciate this. We'll talk to you again soon.
Good seeing you, Pat.
You
safe
well,
trip
Brad.
Home.
Thank
okay.
you. You too. Brad Treliving, the general manager of the Calgary Flames, joining us here in Buffalo as the Flames have completed their 2016 NHL draft. The GM did a lot on the draft floor today. He made 9 picks, also acquired a new goaltender in Brian Elliott.